Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 269, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 269. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face. Father, I ask your blessing on my sight today. It is the means which you have chosen to become the way to show me my mistakes and to look beyond them. It is given me to find a new perception through the guide you gave to me and through his lessons to surpass perception and return to truth. I ask for the illusion which transcends all those I made. Today I choose to see a world forgiven, in which everyone shows me the face of Christ and teaches me that what I look upon belongs to me, that nothing is except your Holy Son. Amen. Today our sight is blessed indeed. We share one vision as we look upon the face of Him whose self is ours. We are one because of Him who is the Son of God, of Him who is our own true identity. My sight goes forth to look upon Christ's face. As I contemplate this lesson, I am reminded that vision is the way to show me my mistakes and to look beyond them. Vision is a new perception. A new perception through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. A new perception using Holy Spirit's reasoning. And the prayer starts with, I ask your blessing on my sight today. And it's asking for Holy Spirit's reasoning to show me a new vision, to show me a new perception. The prayer said, it is given me to find a new perception through the Holy Spirit. I was sitting on the chair in the TV room, and I looked over at my husband's chair and the table next to his chair, and I saw some garbage, and I noticed some thoughts of judgment of that garbage, that garbage shouldn't be there. And then I looked over at my table and I saw garbage and I thought, well, that garbage somehow didn't invoke the same kind of judgment. And I had to laugh. Wow, garbage, garbage on his side of the room has so much judgment assigned to it, and garbage on my side of the room doesn't. And I was just looking at how reasonable the ego is, or rather how unreasonable. That garbage on one side can have such a different meaning than garbage on the other side of the same room. Both of these looking at these two sides of the room and the garbage was looking with the reasoning of the mind, the ego. And when I step back and I ask Holy Spirit to see it with me, the judgments drop away. And it just is garbage. Right? The ego's assigning meaning to the garbage on the left side of the room, different than the garbage on the right side of the room. And what I'm asking for today is a new perception through the Holy Spirit's reasoning, through vision, to see that the garbage is meaningless. I assign it all the meaning that it has. I choose today to see the illusion through Christ's eyes, through the reasoning of the Holy Spirit, from the position of truth. Holy Spirit, help me today to see through the position of truth, to let go of the small identity that wants to assign meaning based on unreasonable reasons. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind and slip into a comfortable position. Reminding ourselves for the next few minutes that there's nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to fix. We are here now, wanting to be directed by the inner guide, by the truth that lives within us. So what is our part in finding the new perception? Remembering who we are, and what everything is. As we turn inwards, we watch the mind, the thoughts, not getting attached to the thoughts, noticing the thoughts. And let's just notice the thoughts. Are these thoughts of the present? Are these thoughts of the past? Are these thoughts of the future? For the next few moments, just watch the thoughts, not getting attached or following a story, just with a curiosity. These thoughts are not your thoughts. These are thoughts that come into the mind. And the separate identity, the ego, steps up and claims and tells you these are your thoughts. But just for these next few minutes, understand that these are not your thoughts. And just notice what these thoughts are, as a scientist would. Not accepting the ego's claim that they are your thoughts. Thank you for joining with me in finding a new perception through the vision of the inner guide, the Holy Spirit, our truth. Namaste.